Blog Talk Radio.
Show of Baby Bombers Live coming at you a week later and on a Friday evening, not much time left in the baseball season. I want to bring in my co-host actually as we talk baseball and talk about the playoff chase and not looking so good for the Yankees, looking a little bit better for the Mets, but you know, a lot of stuff to talk about. He is a Braves fan, and you know what? I think he's got reason to be excited. His Braves swept the Mets, and that was impressive. They certainly seem to have a future that's bright. He is Colin Kennedy. Colin is on another is on with us. Colin?
Good evening.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Celebrating that Braves seventh win in a row. Playing some good ball right now.
They won again? Wow. You know they've been playing they've been playing great baseball. Seems like everything's coming together. I mean, certainly you got to like what you see from Dansby Swanson. Teams get hits. Nick Markakis having a really good year for you all. And Freddie Freeman, the most underrated, underappreciated baseball player in America today. So
I agree.
Lots of good stuff happening there. I want to bring in our other co-host, Mr. Cub fan himself. We're all going to be supporting his Cubs as they make their push. They now have more wins than they had last year when they had 98 wins. Arrieta shut it down the cardiac cards and they hurt the Cards' chances to wild card chase between them and the Giants and Mets. He is the one and only John Ginorio. Good evening, John.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Well, we're talking baseball. We're talking baseball for the next half an hour, man. You know? And I know that excites you and thrills you to death. So,
it does.
Aren't you pumped up? Yeah. Do you know that I scheduled two shows? Because obviously, we're not doing premium right now. I made a baseball show, which can go 45 minutes with overtime. And then I scheduled a football madness show for 12:30, if you're interested. So, we could do baseball, we could do football. But right now, the focus is baseball. It is Baby Bombers Live Show. Felix with John Giannori, with Colin Kennedy. Very disappointing, obviously, last 2 days for the Yankees. You know what? I'm proud of this team, all right? I'm very proud of them. When they decided to do the right thing, Casper did, convincing Steinbrenner and that idiot Levine that it was time. It's time to retool the farm. They did it. You know what? Scranton Wilkes-Barre won the championship in their league in AAA with Clint Frazier, a part of that, two hits. And Gary Sanchez, I can't say enough, like, unbelievable, stupendous, remarkable.
Gary Sanchez.
You know what? John Sterling now calls him the Santino. Santino, that's what he's called him. Like the Giambino. I mean, he's moved from the Sanchez to the Santino. 19 home runs in, like, 50 games. They got shut out the last 2 nights, obviously. It's never good when you get shut out back-to-back, especially when you get shut out against the Rays. And then Blue Jays took care of them tonight. And they're pretty much finished. But you know what? This was a great run, okay? This was unexpected. This is more than any Yankee fan could have asked for. So anybody who's down right now, upset, you need to keep perspective. The future is bright. Gary Sanchez, Greg Bird coming back next year, going to be at first. Tyler Austin should be a part of it. Austin Robide, I mean, well, I hope Austin Robide is actually the backup catcher, but I don't know. But, you know, you've got other players, certainly, that are worth discussing.
Is Rob Ruff Snyder in the plans, the future plans?
You know, I was watching the end of this game tonight, and Girardi totally, like, bombed the seventh inning. He left Blake Peter Parker in, and he just couldn't get anybody out. And the lead and the deficit blew from 3 to, like, 9-0 in, like, just, like, record fashion. You know, as I was watching it, I was just like, okay, you know. But the ninth inning, Ref Snyder was the final out, right? He was down 0-1 of the count, and the umpire called a strike that wasn't a strike on the out. It was basically about 6 inches off the outside part. I was just like, I look at my father, I was like, you know what? The umpire wants to go home. It's 9-0. So he called the outside strike that wasn't. And then, of course, Ref Snyder, because of that strike, chases strike 3, which is even further outside, and the ball game was over. And it was over pretty much. So.
Plan on answering Colin's question.
Well, do I think there's a future for him? Yeah, it really largely depends on the offseason, guys. I mean, he's still a young player. He's proven that he could play more than one position. He could play right field. He could play the infield. You know,
he's the jack of all trades, the master of none, though. You know, he's like, you can throw him anywhere, but
he's not going to be good at any of them.
Right.
Well,
he's like marginally.
You know, I believe that Rob Refsnyder probably deserves to get another home. And if he finds another home, he'll become a guy that plays every day and he'll hit. He'll hit, kind of like what happened with Eduardo Nunez. So if he is traded or he winds up elsewhere, it'd probably be the best thing for him because they have guys like Aaron Judge who they are not guaranteeing a spot, by the way, because Aaron Judge didn't have a great recall. But I think having competition is good. So I'm curious. I have two curiosities. You know, what they're going to do in the offseason. You know, can they improve their pitching a little bit? And, you know, what's the plan? What is the plan with Luis Severino, who has not given up an earned run, to move to the bullpen? Are they going to keep him in the bullpen? And he could be like a bridge to Betances? Or are they going to put him back in the rotation, have him go to the full league and be a pitcher again, a starter? I don't know. There's a bunch of questions. What's the plans with Brian McCann? Are they going to keep him? Or are they going to trade him to another team who needs a catcher who can hit? Or are they going to keep him and have him DH and hit for about 20 home runs? I don't know. There's a lot of different questions to consider. How far along will Clint Frazier be? Will we see him at some point next year? These are all really good questions, and questions that won't be answered for a while. And you know, what do you do? Do you bring back CeCe Sabathia, who seems to be a guy who could still pitch? I mean, or are you going elsewhere for your starting pitching? I'll let you guys have at it. What do you guys think the Yankees should do?
Wait, CeCe's a free agent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is his last year. He's 36.
I wouldn't bring him back.
Yeah, no way.
You wouldn't. It. You know, he's pitched pretty solid for them this year. I will say that. You know.
Well, I mean, it's going to have to be a huge bargain, but, you know, I wouldn't. That's not what the Yankees are known for doing, getting a huge bargain on somebody.
True. But, you know.
But somebody may get a huge bargain in him, though. You may have a point at that. He may have some value left, but I don't think
he
will
be
in New York.
Well, he knows how to pitch, number one. Maybe he could be like the Yankees' left-handed version of Bartolo Colon. A solid lefty that can give you innings, that could maybe help out with the young players and give you six innings. And you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, CeCe didn't have a bad year. He could definitely have about 4 or 5 more wins. He's 8-12 or 4-19. Not terrible. 142 strikeouts and 165 innings. Not bad. I guess my biggest questions would be, well, which Michael Pineda is Michael Pineda? Is he a guy that can strike out 9-10 batters a game, as he did in his last start, and give you 6 innings, 6-plus innings? Or is he a guy that's, again, going to continue to have flat fastballs and give up a lot of home runs and be out of the game before the 5th inning? So that's one of the questions, too. Well, Michael Pineda has talent. We do agree with that, right? Defensive-wise?
Yes.
It is good. Okay. He's already a good player, though.
But is he really a good pitcher? Or is he a pitcher that's got untapped potential that can get better? These are questions that I have to ask. So, and they're questions that remain unanswered. So, and I think these are the same questions you would ask about a younger pitcher by the name of Severino, whether they decide to keep him in the bullpen or they decide that maybe he's just better off as a starter. They have to figure it out. They're trying to work with him on his third pitch for a slider, which would make him an even more dominant pitcher. Would actually make him a good pitch starter, you know, whereas, you know, he's been much better out of the bullpen. So these are just good questions to ask, gentlemen. And what about guys that they brought in, like Luis Sessa? That was a good trade. He's been about a 5 or 6 inning pitcher. And Chad Green. So I mean, Tanaka had a good year. Tanaka leads the league, leads the AL in ERA as a starter. But he shut down for the next 5.
Tanaka's the best pitcher in New York here.
Tanaka is shut down for the next 5 days. And since the Yankees have lost 2 in a row, there's a possibility that he might be shut down for the rest of the season, and especially if they lose tomorrow. This year, a 3.07 ERA, 31 starts, 14-4, 5 more wins. 199 2/3, gentlemen, in the majors, 179 hits, only 68 earned. He did give up 22 home runs. Yes, he does give up the home run ball. Good break control, though, 36 walks, 165 strikeouts. You know, if Tanaka had about 4 more wins, you can make a case for Tanaka as AL Cy Young. How about that?
I agree. He was the best pitcher in New York this year.
There it is.
That is definitely true.
You know what? I actually agree with you. In terms of consistency, I would say Tanaka is the best pitcher this year in New York. You know, you could also make a case that Tanaka should get some Cy Young Award votes. But because
I think he should
get them. Yeah. Because he pitched for the Yankees and doesn't have the wins of the guy in Boston from Seton Hall, and doesn't have, you know, isn't having the second half that, well, Justin Verlander's had. Yeah, Justin Verlander has pitched himself back at the competition nationally. And Corey Kluber. Where will Tanaka finish in the Cy Young voting? Will he finish, like, fifth with the other guys beating him out? You know, these are valid questions. By the way, speaking of Verlander, Verlander is on a roll. He's up to 15 wins. He's down to 3.21 ERA, 213 innings, 161 hits, 234 strikeouts, which leads the AL. Did Justin Verlander rediscover himself?
Maybe.
He may have.
Yeah, I mean, it's all up
that
way.
Maybe it was living so close to Daniel Wheeler that fixed everything.
Or maybe the whole engagement thing with Kate Upton, and now a year later, he just figured it out. I don't know. He has not been this kind of starter in a long time. He's had a great second half, actually. They were showing some stats over his last 16 starts. Tremendous stuff, actually. I have to give him credit. And they said something which I happen to agree with. The Tigers would not be where the Tigers are without Verlander going back to pitching the way he's pitched. So, full credit, full marks to him, full marks to Justin Verlander. Now I know JPG would never vote for a closer, even though the Orioles closer has a .53 ERA. But where does he fit in this voting? Is he like a third place guy? Where would you put him? You're not going to vote for him number one.
No, I wouldn't consider him at all, personally. I'd put him down at the bottom.
Hey, if Mariano Rivera never won a Cy Young, then how could another closer win a Cy Young? That's what I would ask. I mean, that's what I would definitely ask. I mean, if you're not going to vote, I mean, right now, you got Porcello with the 21 wins. You know, A.J. Happ has 20 wins. I cannot believe that. Wow, great free agent signing by Toronto. They took a gamble. It worked. Verlander is 3.21 ERA. Price is up to 17 wins, but he's not in the mix for it, even though he's had a good second half. Chris Sale. Chris Sale is interesting. Every time you think Chris Sale is, like, done, he winds up a complete game. He's got a 3.19 ERA. He's got 16 wins. Chris Sale's fifth in wins above replacement for pitchers. Number one is Corey Kluber, by the way, who won a Cy Young before, if you like that category. Porcello, by the way, walks and hits per innings, is number one in that category for Orlando behind him. Tanaka's fifth in that category. There's a few good candidates. Cole Hamels was kind of a disappointment this year. All right, so, gun to your head. Who are you voting for, JPG? Who is your AL Cy Young?
Tanaka.
You really would give it to him? All right. Mr. Colin Kennedy, what do you think? Who would you go with if you had to give a Cy Young vote?
Max Scherzer. I don't even care about the AL. Max Scherzer. Dollar Max.
Yeah. Dollar Max. I agree.
Hey, Dollar Max. You want to hear something interesting? Michael Pineda leads the American League in average strikeouts per nine innings, 10.594. Second is Archer. He's kind of had similar seasons. So, I just wanted to throw that out there. Britton has 45 saves, and I don't think he's blown one yet. I think Britton's a great closer. Yeah, he really is a great closer. He has a 5.8 ERA. He could finish in the top three for the Cy Young. It would not surprise me at all. All right, enough about awards, enough about the Cy Young. Let's talk about what happened tonight. Let's talk about the games. So the Yankees lost, so they're pretty much kaput. I think they're now, what are they, four out? And now you have the Tigers. The Tigers, who have been winning baseball games, they have been winning baseball games. What do you think, JPG? Are your Tigers going to wind up with that final wild card? They beat the Royals, the Royal Crown, 8-3.
Why are they my Tigers again?
Well, you like the Tigers. Didn't you pick the Tigers to get the wild card? Or am I wrong about that?
No, I just said the Royal Crown wouldn't get the wild card.
But you seem to like the Tigers over the last month. You seem to be pretty high on them. So.
Oh, maybe.
So are the Tigers going to do it? The Tigers are in that position right now. They're 83-70. The Orioles finally won a game, so they're 83-71. So there's a half game separating the Detroit Tigers from the Orioles. And by the way, it's a game and a half between the Blue Jays, who beat the Yankees, the Tigers. And the Orioles. A game and a half separating those three teams, gentlemen. And then you have the Astros and the Mariners. Mariners at 80-72. The Astros at 81-73. So, what do you guys think? Can the Astros or Mariners make it? Or is it going to be the Tigers beating out the Orioles? Which could happen. Because I think the Orioles are too inconsistent. What's going to happen here with this AL wildcard?
It's not going to be Houston. They're not going to do it. I kind of think Seattle has the momentum in a way, but they just have too many teams to jump. You know, there's what, four teams ahead of them. I mean, they'd have to win out.
The Orioles did it in comeback fashion. Matt Wieters with a game tying home run, because the Orioles, what they do is hit home runs. Alvarez hit a home run in the eighth, the tying home run. And in the bottom of the 12th inning, the major league leader in home runs, Mark Trumbo, who was traded for a guy that the Mariners just suspended because he had some tweets that they didn't like, which I think it's called freedom of speech. But Mark Trumbo, with his league-leading 44th home run, and the Orioles get a much-needed win, a come-from-behind win against the awful Diamondbacks, who... Yeah, yeah. Hey, Shelby Miller actually threw six scoreless innings in this game. Yes. Miracles do happen. This Trumbo bomb, that was a no-doubter, the Trumbo bomb. Trumbo has 44 home runs, gentlemen. Now, I don't think the Orioles have good enough pitching, to be honest. I think it's going to come down to the Tigers and either the Astros or Mariners for that second spot. And the Blue Jays will find a way in. So that's what I believe. Now, the other spots are in the National League, a league that's been dominated by JPG's Cubs. The Cubs continue to dominate. We were all pumped up for Jake Arrieta, 18th win, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah. You know, Body by Jake's had a very good second half. He's had a good finish to the year. I know it's a lame nickname. Go ahead. You can knock me for it, gentlemen.
No, I kind of liked it. I kind of liked that. I was wondering where that came from.
You've never heard of Body by Jake?
I've heard it in passing, I think, but I never knew the origin of the...
Let's just put it this way. If my brother decides to call in, he can tell you what Body by Jake is.
I don't want to know now.
Yeah, of course you don't. It's like, I finally give you a reason, you know, to be excited and to pass on some knowledge to you, gentlemen, and you don't want to know about it. What's wrong with this picture?
Hmm.
You're a crazy mofo, Derek Felix.
Am I? How crazy am I?
It's crazy.
Am I funny?
You are.
Am I funny to you?
You are. You're funny.
Do I amuse you?
You do.
Do I entertain you?
Yes.
How am I funny? How am I funny? What makes me funny?
Your face.
Yeah. My face. Would you like me to come down to Georgia and find you personally?
Your face.
Well,
how do you like to have that face? I love that Donald Trump quote. How do you like to have that face?
Bust out a can of whoop ass on your ass, on your ass.
Wait, did Derek endorse Donald Trump tonight for president?
I think he was just about to, and then I'm not yet. Yeah, is it official, Derek?
I endorsed myself for president, actually. Just wanted to confirm that with you.
Oh, of course.
Now
he didn't go all the way.
You know who's actually been having a good finish to the season, JPJ?
Who?
One of your favorite players. Would you care to guess?
Who?
Jason Elias.
No. Oh.
Jason Elias. Which could be a big benefit to the Cubs in the postseason. If he is having a good finish and finds his stroke. Jason Elias, alias Hayward. Well, he needs to earn his money somehow, you know. He needs to do it somehow. But I figured you'd be very excited about that fact. See, I'm covering every fact right now. There was a disappointing result for you, JPJ.
A second straight
night. Where the New York Mets beat the lifeless, awful Philadelphia Phillies. By the way, did either of you see how the Mets came back and beat the Phillies on Thursday? That was pretty bad. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was bad. That was bad. You know what the sad part was? It was so predictable because they would not bring their closer in because he was so bad in the second half. And once they brought him in, he gave up a 2-run home run to Jose Reyes, that big power hitter, to force extras. And then the Phillies pushed across 2 runs. And I looked at Father Felix, and I said, we're straight face. What do you think? What do you think, Dad? The Mets win? And I asked him it straight out. And he said, no. And I really didn't believe him. I thought it was one of those games the Mets would find a way to win because the Phillies bullpen sucks. So when the Mets got the 2 runners on base, it wasn't a surprise when Asdrubal Cabrera hit the dramatic home run and beat the Phillies, who just can't suck enough. And tonight, the Phillies had a lead in this game, and then they fell apart. And the New York Mets, Michael Conforto's 3-run home run to left field, beat the Phillies again, 10-5. So the New York Mets are now in better position than the Cardinals. They're 82-72. The Cardinals were losers to the Cubs. Let's be honest. The Mets are going to be in the playoffs because their schedule is more favorable. Even though the Braves kicked their ass, and that was fun to see. I have to admit, I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed seeing that, Colin. Seeing your team kick the Mets ass.
Yeah.
Met City with Mets fans.
Freddie Freeman, he kills the Mets. He's like
Freddie
the new
Freeman
chipper.
Is,
he just
you know
kills
what? Freddie
the Mets.
Freeman,
amazing.
Freddie Freeman would be an MVP candidate if he was on another team this year. Or if the Braves were better this year. That's how good he's been. Like 31 jacks. What's he got? Almost 90 RBIs.
He's really been
RBIs.
Good since they brought Matt Kemp over. You know, he's had that protection later in the year. He's really taken off.
Still intact. still have his hitting streak?
No, I think he lost it though, about a week ago.
That's too bad. Major bummer.
Yeah.
For anybody who tuned in to Baby Bombers Live, yeah, you could check out future shows. We're doing Football Madness in about half an hour. We're doing some overtime right now, Baseball Madness, and just download podcasts and don't get too high on your own supply. See you all later. That's just for the people who actually listened to this show. And you know what? I think the Braves have a very bright future. So I'm very excited about what I see from the Atlanta Braves. Gentlemen, very, very excited by it. Very enlightened by it. Aren't you, JPJ?
Indeed.
Yeah. You know, Matt Kemp, that might have been a great trade by the Braves, getting Matt Kemp, who said that he wants to
try something.
Yeah, he's
been doing well.
He has 31 home runs and 100 RBIs, right? So, I'd say he's been doing the job. Hey, Freddie Freeman got another hit, actually, tonight. He's over 300. He has 31 jacks, 85 RBIs. He's got like 46 or 47 doubles. Yeah, Freddie Freeman is a monster this year. A monster.
He strikes out a good bit, but he's swinging a lot, you know, so
I see he does walk at least a little bit, too. That's good.
He does.
You'd like to see him cut down on those strikeouts. How about his first base? Is first base getting better?
I think he's Gold Glove worthy. I think he'll get one. I don't know when, but he's good enough. He's really tall and he's flexible, so.
You know what the amazing thing about Freddie Freeman is?
And he's left-handed, of course.
He's just turned 27, so he's only going to get better, you know? And you're moving into a new ballpark next year, right? And
yes.
The lineup's better. He's healthy. By the way, his hitting streak is up to 27 with his hit. So his hitting streak does continue. Yeah, there you go. You gotta really be excited, man. Really. Now, in other baseball races, the fading San Francisco Giants are trailing the awful Padres, who they can't beat for some reason, 3-0. Michael Myers with a 3-run home run early. His 28th, I think. He hit 447 feet, JPG. I know that will fire up JPG. JPG loves Will Myers. Oh, boy.
I do.
28th home run. You know, I have to give
him
credit.
I love how I love him just for pointing out that it was a dumb trade by the Crown.
Will Myers is having a big year since he moved to first. 28 home runs and 91 RBIs. Can he get to 100? Was there enough time for him to get to 100 RBIs? No question. You know, if the Padres face the Giants anymore, he will definitely get to 30 home runs and 100 RBIs. There's 2 games left. And the Giants are basically walking the plank right now. They're getting shut out by Edwin Jackson, of all people. Oh, my God. You have to be able to score runs against Edwin Jackson. Edwin Jackson is awful. He's been awful for a long time. When was the last time Edwin Jackson was relevant? What was that, about 5 rosters ago? And about 6 years ago? Jesus. You know, people used to talk about Edwin Jackson like he was the second coming because he pitched for the Tigers. I remember that. Yeah. And, yeah.
He was a Dodgers prospect. No, he was a Dodgers prospect. That's why
he
had all
that
hype. Yeah,
he went to so many different teams. Here's a good trivia question. How many teams has Edwin Jackson been on? What do you think the answer to that is?
I know he had a stint with the Braves last year. Most people wouldn't know that, but he came in out of relief a couple times.
All right, so he had a stint with the Braves. Didn't he have a stint with the Cardinals also? I'm pretty sure he did.
He's been on about 10 teams, I think. Yeah, Detroit.
The White Sox. The White Sox also.
Tampa.
Did he not pitch for the Nats? Did he pitch for the Nats too?
Possibly. I know Tampa and Los Angeles for sure too. So.
All right, so here it is. You guys want to know how many teams? Okay, he started with the Dodgers, as Colin accurately predicted. Tampa Bay, Detroit for 1 year, and then as an all-star, the Diamondbacks, yeah, where he was awful, the White Sox, the Cardiac Cards, the Washington Nats, the Chicago Cubs, where he lost 18 games, JPJ, and he lost 15 games the next year. Oh, my God. So that means in his first 2 years with the Cubs, he was 14 and 33 with an ERA that was approaching almost six. Holy cow. The Braves, for like a short stint, as you mentioned, and he pitched well for them. The Marlins and the Padres. So how many teams is that, folks? I've lost track here. This is his 11th team. I figured it out. He's on his 11th roster. Wow. You know, he was originally a 6th-round draft pick? And here's my favorite Edwin Jackson fact.
Everything, like you say.
My favorite Edwin Jackson fact that I didn't know this. Edwin Jackson was born in New Ulm, Germany, actually. Interesting. That's where he was born. Germany.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, he's well-traveled. How does he still have a job? That's what I want to know. I mean, he's pretty bad. So if the Giants don't figure a way to score runs against Edwin Jackson, I think they should forfeit the rest of their games. What do you think? Forfeit the rest of the schedule?
Yes. Yeah.
If you can't score runs against Edwin Jackson, you're not worthy. You're really not worthy. Looking at some other scores here. I see the Red Sox won again. Ortiz hit his 37th home run. Big Poppy hits home runs. He hits for average. He drives in runs. He's the best DH probably that there's ever been in baseball. He did cheat before. But he's a Red Sox. So, it is what it is. And David Ortiz will be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure when, but he will be in the Hall. JPG. Who do you want to play if you make the World Series? If you were at the World Series and you could play one AL team, do you have a preference on who you play?
I would prefer to beat the Royal Crown or the Boston Red Sox.
Okay. And you might get your wish. I'm just saying, you might get your wish as far as the Red Sox.
I would like to see that. The Cubs and Red Sox.
I'd like to see how the Cubs pitch against the Red Sox. That would be kind of interesting.
The Red Sox. How the fuck pitch? Like, what? The Red Sox are something to be scared of now?
And don't forget, the Red Sox would have home field in that series due to that stupid rule with the All-Star game.
Wouldn't that be great, though? You know, the World Series, all the games are at Wrigley and Fenway, you know,
and
like
Fenway
the throwback,
are
the
you
nostalgia
kidding me?
World Series,
that,
you know?
That would
be jacked,
one of the best World Series. That would be one of the best World Series that you could ever see. Just from a
I think it's been 100-something years in the making. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Good news for...
A Cubs victory over glorious Boston, followed by a Trump victory over glorious Hillary.
Good news for you, JPG. Ken Giles blew up tonight in the 9th inning. Ken Giles has been having a great second half for the Astros. He was brought in to protect a two-run lead. He gave up 6 runs in the 9th inning. Oh, brother. That's a costly loss for the Astros. And Michael Trout did not drive in a run. He scored 2 runs, though, and had a hit and 2 walks. But the damage was not done by Pujols or Trout. They were on base a lot and got hits. The damage was done by guys that you wouldn't think would do the damage. You know, Escobar hit a home run. And guys I've never heard of drove in runs in this game in the 9th inning. So That is a terrible loss for the Astros. A terrible loss. Yeah, so I would say the Astros are looking like a flame out right now. So they're one of the most disappointing teams in baseball right now. Even though they are 8 games over .500. Are they a jinxed franchise, guys? The Astros? Are they jinxed?
No, they're just not any good. They do have some younger players that are okay. They just
When I say jinxed, I mean, look what happened last year against the Royals. I mean, this is a team that had the Mets beat. It looked like they had the Mets beat if they could have got to Game 7, 86. They also had the Cardinals, where Beltran was hitting home runs.
They just
lost that series. You know, the Astros have never won anything. You know, are the Astros one of those franchises that will never win? What's the deal?
Definitely. Yeah.
It might be. It might be true. I don't know. You know who I'd like to see get off the tonight? The Seattle Mariners, and they were 10-1 winners tonight. So they keep their playoff hopes alive. They're 81-72 now. And my favorite catcher, who of course got a second chance, Mike Zunino, had 2 hits in this game. But Jesus Montero will never get another chance. Okay, interesting. Hey, Robbie Cano. 4 hits and 2 RBIs. Nelson Cruz, another home run. Nelson Cruz and the Mariners are up to 81-72, folks. And I think the Mariners will have a better record than the Orioles when it's done. I do, actually. I agree with Colin. I think they're going to be right there with the Tigers for that final spot. That's going to do it for this baseball show. This baseball blitz, or whatever you want to call it. Gentlemen, there is a football blitz ahead at 12:30. And you could get your week 3 picks on. And you could also bitch and moan about how the Patriots could win games, even if Andrew Felix was the quarterback. Tune in at 12:30. I think Justin Felix, a quarterback, would give the Patriots an edge. Don't you?
Yeah,
totally.
Intimidating, you know. John Giordano could be a receiver on the Patriots. And Rob Davis. Oh, that's right. Rob Davis wouldn't play for the Patriots. He's retired, and he hates the Patriots with passion. Just one note. I'm looking at the highlights from this Brewers game. You have to see these jerseys the Brewers wore. They look like the color of like Seattle Mariners jerseys, but they're Brewer jerseys. I don't know what to think about this. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you all at the bottom of the hour with some football madness and sadness and badness. Thanks for tuning in. Download the podcast, and don't be too serious, folks. See you all later. Good night.